Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Social Media Manager Confidential. I got to talk to Laura and Laura of the Two Lauras today. We talk about a lot of great things, including what success looks like when it's not just money that's coming in every month, but other things and what that can look like, as well as what you need to do as a social media manager who wants to start running ads for clients and why that's important to add that to your skill set and so much more. I'm excited to get in. So first, let me introduce you to who the Two Lauras are. The Two Lauras are the kind of straight-talking people you want in your life if you work in social media. Since 2019, they've trained over 4,000 freelancers to help them become better marketers and make more money as social media managers. They're the hosts of JFDI with the Two Lauras, a weekly podcast where they share tips and advice, but also rant about the state of social media while drinking Diet Coke in their cold UK-based offices. When they're not in Canva writing their next deep dive Instagram post or in their membership answering their members' questions and sharing gifts of Chris Hemsworth, they're busy parents juggling life and business. With four kids between them, the Two Lauras know all too well how tricky it can be trying to raise kids and bring in an income. And with Laura Moore's son being severely disabled, they certainly have to juggle more than the average person. But their firsthand experience means they're big believers in building success on your terms, whatever that looks like. Cannot wait for you to meet them. Let's get into it. Social media management is notorious for being high pressure, competitive, and changing literally every day. Which is why it isn't surprising that most social media managers get burned out within the first 2 years. So how do you keep going? How do you stay up with the latest updates, protect your mental health, and build a successful social media management business that supports your lifestyle goals? Whether that's working from home with your kiddos or jet-setting around the world, that's what this show is all about. Welcome to Social Media Manager Confidential. I'm Shantae Gorman, founder of a six-figure social media management agency and mentor to social media managers. And I'm here to dish on the ins and outs of the social media management world without any of the gatekeeping that can come along with it. You'll learn, you'll laugh, and you'll leave each episode inspired. Let's dive into today's episode. Hey everyone, I am here with the Two Lauras, and I am so excited to talk to you both because I saw you first on Threads and you just kept talking about all of these things that I'm like, oh my God, I need to talk to them. I need to have them on the podcast. They know exactly what is going on. So hello, how are you both?
Thank you so much for having us on. I hope it wasn't a rant that you saw us doing on Threads, because we do tend to rant quite a lot on there.
It was a rant, but I loved it. I was here for it. And that's what got my attention. So
that's good. It's good to hear that people are actually seeing Threads, which is a positive.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. I mean, keep doing your rants because I'm here for it.
You don't have to ask us twice.
So I always like to kind of start off with giving a little intro about what your current business setup is like.
Laura and I are both freelancers ourselves. We've got freelance clients, but we also support freelance social media marketers with their business. We have lots of tools and resources, memberships, etc., to help people to start a business or just grow their business or like completely change their business. And yeah, that's it in a very simple terms. We've been around about 5 years now.
Nice. So our businesses are about the same age.
Yeah,
we have business babies together. They're in the same kindergarten class. So do you have separate freelance businesses from each other or it's together?
We were essentially competitors when we met. We both offered very similar things to very similar people. And it was always wherever I was, like I'd go into like Facebook groups and see people asking questions on like social media or ads. And then I would always see like one comment. And it would always be Laura Moore who'd got there first. And it was just like, she was like, oh, always there. Like, it was so annoying. But then we got chatting and we got talking about how we were getting lots of inquiries and things from social media managers wanting help. So it kind of grew fairly quickly, but quite organically, just from us being arch enemies to suddenly being business partners.
I love that. It's collaboration over competition.
Oh, totally.
How did you both get started in social media marketing?
weirdly, very similarly. So I've had my own business for donkey's years, but before I was a social media manager, I had a cake decorating business, cake decorating school, and Laura did very similar, which is very strange. It's like we've got the same name, we're the same Enneagram number, we've like the same background, everything. But I had this cake decorating business, and I've always worked in marketing since I left school, and I was teaching people to decorate cakes. And I realized that actually I hate teaching people decorate cakes. Can't stand having all this icing sugar over my kitchen every day. Like cleaning up and doing the dishes is not my jam. But what I loved was marketing my business. And I loved the marketing side and getting people to buy the courses and come in and learning. But I just didn't like the actual delivery of it and the cleaning up afterwards. So it's like, right, I just need to just scale back and just do the marketing side. So that's where I kind of started and was like, no, let's just get rid of the cakes. Let's just do the bit that I'm really good at. And you were quite similar to that, weren't you, Nora?
Yeah, if not identical, to be honest. Weirdly.
And neither of us still like watching up.
So your business soulmates that yeah. were meant to work together. You're basically the same person. Oh, I love that. So what are your favorite things about social media marketing? And then I'm going to ask you what your least favorite are. So what are your favorite things? We'll start with the good first.
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, go on. Whilst you're thinking, I can think of one straight away. Because I 100% think that one of the best things about social media marketing is the social media marketing friends you make along the way. You know, the people who are in your inbox, and this it's not just for social media marketers, it will be for any industry where you actually can build genuine friendships, genuine relationship. You know, and they're not necessarily a customer, but they're someone who can answer your questions, and there's someone who can just listen to you moan when you're having a bad day, and you know, Facebook goes down, you've got someone you can WhatsApp who understands. And like my husband wouldn't have a clue if I was ranting at him about Meta being a pain. And the communities you can build, I think, is something that I think we can forget about, because there's so much kind of anti-social media, isn't there? But there are so many benefits to it. And over the years, the communities we've built throughout our personal and professional careers have been kind of fundamental to us in, you know, various different walks of our lives.
Yeah. And I love that you can just reach anyone anywhere in the world. Like a lot of the people who are in our lives who have helped us with our business, who have helped me personally, I've never met them. I've never seen their legs because I've only ever seen them maybe on Zoom. They're on a reel or whatever, or in my DMs. I've never met them in person. So then, and then when you do meet them in person, it's very odd. I remember the very first time we met each other, I was like, oh, you're quite tall. Didn't expect you to be that tall.
I feel like the connections you make within the industry, like with your competitors, they are what keep you going because they get it. It feels like you're really alone, especially if you like work locally or whatever, and you're like the only one who does what you do. But then there's so many people online that you can talk to and they just get it. I think it's a key element to keeping you going for as long as we have.
100%. It's so good for your mindset, I think, to know that you're surrounded by people who get it.
Yeah. And when you're like struggling with stuff, it's not just you, you know, like reaches down across the board. Like it's just good to know.
Yeah, it's very reassuring.
Yes, exactly. I know you both wanted to kind of chat about how you are big believers that success shouldn't be determined by how much you earn. And I love that conversation, especially because there are so many people out there teaching social media management right now that are talking about the big income months and the 10K months, how that's what you should be aiming for. But I'm not one of those people that it's monetary. It is lifestyle that you're aiming for. And I feel like we are in the same lane when it comes to that.
100%. Yeah, definitely. Laura and I were having a conversation earlier today, actually, about some of the highest earning months that we had were our worst months. It was horrendous working in our businesses when we were making all of that money. There's so much pressure sometimes. And we've both got children. My son is disabled, so I'm his full-time carer. So for me, success isn't about how much money I can make. It's about how much time I can spend with him and that I can, you know, have my school holidays to be able to look after him. He's been in hospital recently and I was able to be in the hospital and not worry about work. I can do all of those things around him. And so for us, like success is the boring things, like doing the school run, being able to go to the school Christmas plays and all of those sorts of things. They don't look sexy on a sales page when you're trying to sell a social media course. So I get it why people focus on the finance, but I do think that people don't really understand what pressure and what impact that can have on your life when you are just going after the big bucks.
I'm going to slide right in here and interrupt for just a moment to let you know that you are personally invited to join the Sugar Punch community for social media managers. Inside this community, social media managers like you come together to meet and support one another, get answers to burning questions, and build a thriving social media management business. It's 100% free, plus you'll get access to exclusive trainings and resources, be invited to special events, participate in fun challenges, get added to our social media manager directory, and more. Create your free account by going to community.sugarpunchmarketing.com. I'll link it in the show notes for you. See you inside. Now back to today's episode.
I think when so much is focused on finance and so much is focused on success being defined by amount of money you earn, it automatically makes people feel when they're not earning that they're therefore not successful. But they may not be earning that because they're a full-time carer, or they may be caring for an elderly relative, or they might just choose not to, or they might just only want to work 2 days a week because they want to do something else on the other days. And when people start saying, it's so easy to make 10K a month and you should be doing this, it makes people feel like they're just not good enough. And it's all just bull, isn't it? There's no, like, life shouldn't be defined by that because of so much else going in people's lives. And people in our community who are making, you know, 20 grand a month, but there are people who are making a grand a month, and they're both successful in their own right because their ultimate aims are one retired their husband, the other is, you know, could be at home looking after a disabled child, for example. But they're both working, they're both successful, they're both doing something they love. And then that means it's working. And no one should feel like they're not successful because of the money in the bank. Because life just isn't like that, is it?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like success is freedom. Freedom to decide what it is you want to do and how you want to spend your time. Like that to me is like the epitome of what running a successful business is.
Yeah. And having choice, having the choice to be able to do whatever you want to do.
Exactly. So what I really want to talk to you about is how you think all social media managers should have the opportunity to learn ads as part of their skill set. I get so many questions from social media managers about running ads. So I would really love to like dive into this topic with you both.
So we're both ads managers, and we have both managed ads for all sorts of different clients around the world for many, many years. And I think there's a few reasons why we think that all social media managers should be able to manage ads. But fundamentally, it comes down to a couple of things. Firstly, if you're doing a good job organically for your clients and they've got budget, it makes sense that you should be the person who they come to and pay to run their ads rather than going somewhere else, you know, so you've got the opportunity to make more money. But also, and this won't apply across the board, this is quite a sweeping statement, but we found that with our clients, often it's easier isn't the right word, but you have more flexibility and more freedom when you're managing ads than when you're doing organic social. And it's less time intensive often, depending on how much like the budget is. So if you want a job or a role that's with a different client, you know, but you don't want to take on really high intensive work, you don't want your head stuck in a scheduler all day, sometimes ads can be a really good thing to add on without adding too many more hours into your week. But there's so many people out there who don't know how to do ads responsibly. And so we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to run ads well. They should know what to do, that it's not just pressing that boost button and hoping for the best. It's not just going into Ads Manager and thinking, oh, I'm just going to like, you know, chuck this in and spend 20 quid and hope for the best. But you have to know what you're doing because it's your client's money you're spending at the end of the day. And it can be a bit of a gamble otherwise.
Yeah. You don't want to just be throwing their money out the window.
No way.
And I think as well, if you do really well at social media marketing and you're sending all these, for example, traffic to a website, whether it be for sales or leads or what have you, and then they don't buy, because obviously people don't buy every time they land on a website, do they? You know, they get distracted, the kettle boils, the adverts end on the TV, whatever it is. But then they're gone. Whereas if you know how to do ads and you know how to do things like retargeting ads, then it just means that your skills are working so much harder for that client because you're able to pull those people back into your world and keep them in their kind of your client's kind of ecosystem. And I think there's so much power in that. like Laura said, it's such a shame when businesses realize that the potential of paid advertising and then they go elsewhere because people charge a high amount for ads. And it's such a shame that social media managers are losing out to that because businesses are going elsewhere. And then actually, if they had the skill set themselves, they could say, well, look, you know, I can do this. And then this is a sweeping statement, but normally a good freelancer who's good at ads is way better than an agency who is rubbish at ads. And there are a lot of those.
I agree. And I think it's also helpful if you are maybe managing the organic content to use those insights to run ads.
Exactly. 100%. Yeah.
So when it comes to learning ads, where would you recommend people start? Because I know a lot of them can get really overwhelmed and Meta's backend is kind of a mess always. Where would you have them start?
We have an ads course. So we have the Ads Manager Academy, which is part of our Manager's Toolkit. And it teaches social media managers to go from zero to being fully fledged ads managers. It's a self-study course and it's nice and short and easy. You know, we've built it based on us being like busy people. So it's nice and easy to do without being overwhelming because it isn't a dark art. And lots of people kind of make you believe it's a dark art and you need to spend £10,000 to learn it. You don't. That's not the case. And then people can, yeah, just dive into it there. And there's lots of people who've done that course and they've just added ads to their social media marketing kind of skill set. Other people have become fully fledged ad managers and have completely ditched the organic and then kind of every combination in between. So yeah, that's where we would initially tell people to go.
Of course. And I'll link that in the show notes so people can find it really, really easily. What is like the biggest mistake you see when people are running ads?
Oh, there's so many. So many. I think some of the big mistakes that we see when we're going into ad accounts that have been run by other people are often people just not knowing like the fundamental things that they should do. So you should never run a client's ads from your own ad account. It should be from their ad account. So that's really important. And that's a big mistake if you don't do that, because obviously it's the client's data. You need to have everything all kind of linked in their ad account. That's a big mistake. Another big mistake that we often see is lack of testing. And so when you're running ads, you should never just one version of an ad. There should always be at least two versions of an ad so you can, you know, try and test to see if you can get better results.
I would say another mistake we see particularly social media managers making who want do ads is how they charge their potential clients. So they charge things like Laura's just said, they create one ad. So they feel like they're charging for that creative, whereas they're not, because obviously there's so much more than that. And they charge by the hour and they say, I'm creating this ad and that's going to take me, you know, 5 hours. And then I'm going to look at the ad campaign a couple of times. It just doesn't work like that. And you're doing yourself a disservice by charging that way. And so that's a big mistake I think people are making, but that's more on the client side as opposed to the delivery side. And I think an overarching problem that I've seen over the years is just people not knowing what they're doing and totally winging it. And they've told their client they've optimized an ad campaign for sales, but actually you go in there and it's an engagement campaign and they're targeting the whole world. And it's little mistakes like that that people make. So I think it's really important that you have a good understanding of Ads Manager if you're charging for clients. And winging it just doesn't work. And it's not fair. It's not fair on businesses if you're winging it. It's a totally just not fair.
Yeah, I agree. So when it comes to charging for ads, what do you recommend doing?
So we would always recommend there are different ways to charge. And I'd say the two main ways that people charge is either based on you're charging monthly and your fee is based on how much they spend. So someone who is only spending, say, £1,000 a month on their ad spend, you would charge a lot less than accounts where they're charging like £50,000 a month. We would always recommend like a gradient of your scale of how much you charge. The more they spend, the more you charge.
And I think we should explain the reason for that is because obviously the more they're spending, the more time you're probably going to be spending managing those campaigns. There's going to be a lot more data to look at. There might be more testing to do. So it's more time intensive.
100%, yeah. And the other way that people charge, which isn't personally the way I do it, but definitely people do it, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it, is they have more of a flat fee. So regardless of the spend, they say my management fee is X, but then they take a percentage of the person's spend. So if they're spending, you know, 10 grand a month, they charge a 10% based on their fee. Now, I just personally just didn't do that because my clients would often fluctuate on how much they were spending different times of the year. And I just couldn't cope with the complicated invoicing system of having to keep changing it. So it was much easier for me to have like brackets of if you're charging between, if you're spending between this and this, I'm going to charge this. And it was easier for my clients as well, I think, to be a bit more clearer. But there's definitely a method of charging a percentage based on spend. But it, personally, it's not something that we've ever done. They would be the only ways that I would ever advise anyone to charge.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant. I also charge in the brackets because I don't want to spend a lot of time having to worry about invoicing and changing things. And I think the more automated and systemized you can get, the easier it makes your life.
Yeah.
So you know what to expect is going to be coming in every month. Your client knows what to expect. So I feel like it's a win-win situation for everyone.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
So this was such a good chat. I think people are really going to love all of it, especially the ads portion, because I know a lot of people really want to know about ads. But where can they connect with you? Where are the places?
We mostly hang out on Instagram. We are on Threads now as well, but we mostly hang out on Instagram. Drop into our DMs. Let us know that you've listened to this episode. We'd love to chat in our DMs. And we're on all platforms as The Two Lauras.
And I'll link those in the show notes so everyone can find you very easily. You both have a podcast as well.
We do. Yeah. Our weekly podcast is called JFDI with The Two Lauras. And very similar to you, we speak to social media managers and we help you with tips, advice, ideas, inspiration to kind of build your business and build a business that you love that gives you the freedom that we were talking about earlier. Yeah.
I love that. Okay. So I'll link that down there too. So everybody can find you. Go say hi to The Two Lauras. Let them know you listened to this episode and loved it. Thank you both for coming on here. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, no. Thank you for having us.
Bye. Oh my gosh, definitely go click on the links in the show notes, connect with them, let them know you heard them on the episode. I hope you found this helpful. I will be back next week with another episode. And if you have any friends who are social media managers or marketers, share the link to this episode with them and help them out. And if you're not already following this podcast, make sure you hit the follow button, the plus button in Apple Podcasts, or the subscribe button on YouTube so you can get brand new episodes delivered straight to your app every Friday. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you next.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Learn more about my digital template shop, online courses, and mentorship program by going to my website at sugarpunchmarketing.com. And while you're there, make sure you join my safe, supportive community created exclusively for social media managers. It's 100% free to join and packed with really amazing resources, trainings, and people. See you next time.